It happens every morning.
At San Francisco International Airport, this train will be out of service.
About 1:40, the last train rolls into SFO, met by a band of San Francisco police officers who provide security at the airport. Deputy Chief Mikael Ali.
The other night, I think we had about 15, but the average is somewhere between about 20 and 30. This is something that we do every night, and we give them a token in order to catch Samtrans bus back to the city or some other place.
This time, there were less than a dozen getting off BART, guys like Travis.
This is the first time I've been here. Why?
Oh, this is my friend. He's showing me around. He's showing me some places to go and hang out that are different, way different than what I'm used to. I'm like always in the city out by the beach, by the pier area.
One Samtrans bus heads south to Palo Alto. The other goes back to San Francisco. When everyone's aboard, the cops pay the fares.
There is a bit of a cyclical nature to this because there are occasions where we are putting an individual on a bus or onto a train back up to the city, and even within a 24-hour period, we may see that same individual again.
SFO spokesman Doug Yackel.
We've started with a company called Life Moves that's based in San Mateo. We're looking to engage with a similar type of resource that's San Francisco-based because right now we're essentially shifting the problem around, okay? And we want to get to a place where we're really got the right people that have the expertise and the resources that can start building cases with these individuals.
Meanwhile, it's a merry-go-round for these homeless individuals going from streets to BART to bus and back again. At SFO, Holly Kwan, KCBS.